Center News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump enjoyed a sizable lead over Nikki Haley in the polls heading into today's Republican primary in South Carolina.
Even though South Carolina is Haley's home state where she previously served as governor, polls show the former president as a runaway favorite in the GOP primary. According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, Trump was leading Haley by 25 percentage points in South Carolina. Despite her showing in the early primaries, Haley is vowing to keep campaigning and says she'll still be in the race after the voting is finished in her home state. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A long-awaited post-war plan by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shows Israel seeks open-ended control over security in Gaza once the war is over.
Netanyahu presented his long-awaited post-war plan to his security cabinet for approval. The plan was swiftly rejected by Palestinian leaders and runs counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. Columnist Bethany Mandel says weak poll numbers suggest maybe a mistake for Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib to attack President Biden for supporting Israel.
I think that maybe she might come to regret this strategy of trying to undercut and kneecap the president, because her numbers aren't great either.
Senator Tom Cotton says he's been predicting U.S. support for Israel and its war against the terrorist group Hamas would waver, even though President Biden began as a strong advocate for Israel.
But I had no confidence that Joe Biden would give them that time and freedom of action, despite his early and positive rhetoric. And that's, of course, what we began to see just weeks after the attack.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the president has been swayed by domestic political worries because many pro-Hamas Democrats oppose even limited support for Israel. This is SRN News. Americans being asked where morality comes from.
The specific question asked by the Pew Research Center reads, is it possible to be moral without believing in God? 73% of the general population says yes. You can deny the Almighty and still be moral. 58% of evangelical Protestants agree, while black Protestants are split about 50-50. As you might imagine, atheists and agnostics are the most likely to say God is not essential for morality, 97 and 98% respectively. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau plans to test questions about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity for its most comprehensive survey of American life. The test questions will be sent to nearly 500,000 households. If they are approved, it will be the first time sexual orientation and gender identity questions are asked on the American Community Survey. This is SRN News. Several pharmacies around the country have been seeing disruptions.
It follows a hack that targeted Change Healthcare, a division of United Health. Following the discovery of the hack on Wednesday, some pharmacies have been unable to process insurance claims. United Health says it's working with security experts and law enforcement. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A treasure hunt underneath the ocean waves.
Colombia's government has announced an underwater exploration of more than 600 meters deep to investigate and try to raise objects from the mythical galleon San Jose. Sunk in the 18th century in the country's northern Caribbean and believed to contain cargo valued at billions of dollars. It's the first phase of a scientific research into deep waters of the galleon that aims at collecting information to determine which pieces are suitable and possible to extract. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.